Welcome to the Raw Food Health Empowerment Podcast. I am your host, Samantha Salmon, Certified Integrative Nutrition Coach and Brain Health Licensed Trainer. And today we are talking about embracing the long game when it comes to weight loss. And for those of you who've been following me, you know this terminology, weight loss. I'm using it because that's what people use. But ultimately, we don't want to lose weight necessarily, not all of us. Every one of us needs to be on a journey to build muscle, maintain muscle, release excess fat, not stack on excess fat. But weight, there's so much involved with weight. Ultimately, the dangerous part of weight is excess fat, and the most helpful part, other than your organs and your bones and all that good stuff, that stuff is helpful. But also muscle is very helpful for longevity and quality of life. So some of you may be on a journey where you are not seeing the results as fast as you would like to see it. And let me tell you, honestly, I think it probably happens like this for folks because maybe the industry makes it too hard. I think for a lot of people it just seems so complicated, but it's not complicated to lose weight, and it doesn't have to be hard. The way I manage to release excess fat, even within a healthy weight range, which when you're in your healthy weight range, it's even harder, I think, to release excess fat. Because when you are a lot bigger and you have a lot more to lose, doing any of the things you hear online is going to help you release fat, right? But when you get down to the last five or the last 10, you're in your healthy weight range, the body wants to keep on that fat for some reason. And so just trying to get that off can be a little bit annoying. But let me tell you what I discovered has been super easy for me to do it. It's like it's happening, and literally the only thing I'm doing, I eat clean because I don't want to experience pain like I watched my grandmother experience pain with type 2 diabetes. And I walk because the environment I live in is so beautiful, and walking has brought me so much joy, okay? Just walking, just plain old walking, okay? It brings me immense joy and happiness. So I walk for my brain health, for my mental health. And I strength train because I know that having muscles, especially in my lower body, it helps to avoid knee pain. So I'm highly motivated on that front. I sprained my right ankle twice, and it was going to physical therapy that taught me basically these people aren't doing anything different than I would do in the gym. But I have to be more intentional and strategic about making sure I do my legs like twice a week, to strengthen my legs, because when I don't strengthen my legs, I feel pain under my right kneecap, around my right ankle. And so I have been strength training for that, and then also learning more about the brain, learning that the brain actually gets bigger, it gets smarter, we get smarter, the more muscle development we have in our lower body. Those have been motivators for me. I don't have to do anything too strenuous. I literally just need to be consistent. And I stay consistent because I'm not necessarily doing it for weight loss, although I know consistency leads to fat release and will help me get to my goal of decreasing my body fat percentage to what I was looking to get. And let me share with you guys again, because I like to share my business. I think I had shared with you before when I started this journey, I was like at 31% body fat, even though I was within my healthy weight range. And I was like, ooh, I think that is a little bit too high. And I was looking to get it to 25%. But then I saw, okay, acceptable is 18 to 24. No, that's for men. For women, fitness level is 21 to 24%. And acceptable is 25 to 31%. So I figured, okay, let me give myself a goal to get to 24%. So I'll be at the high end of fitness, okay? That's my first goal. And let me tell y'all, all right? Your girl has been consistent, because I'm just looking at my notes. I keep a record. I keep my own physical fitness journal on my notes app, right? So I have like a digital diary of what I'm doing for my fitness, the weights that I'm using, what muscle groups I'm hitting on these different days and all of that. But I recently signed up for a personal training at LA Fitness because now I'm getting so busy that I just want to make sure that someone's staying on top of me. If people hire me to coach them, I also need a coach, right? And I work with coaches. And having a personal trainer, which I've never really had a personal trainer over a prolonged period of time before. But now it made sense because my head is really focused in this area and I'm not in a different area. And I'm not willing to let go of this goal of reaching that 24% body fat. So I just need someone to stay on top of me with that. And I joined LA Fitness because it's close to my home and I'm working with a trainer. And so when you first start, they do a measurement. And so my body fat percentage, I'm so excited. What day was this? This was last week. I'm not sure what day you're going to see this video, but this, I'm in April now. So it was like the first week of April. Okay, I'm in April shooting this. So the first week of April, I went and you could see it here. I came in, I clocked in at 27.4% body fat. And I'm like, go girl, because I know where I started. I'm pretty sure I was at 31 and now I'm at 27.4. And let me tell you something, it's been a road, but I can't say it's been long, but it's probably been long. Like right now we are in 2024, which blows my mind. I started this journey December of 2022. So a year and 5 months. Okay. And I went from wherever I started at 31%. Actually, let me find the actual December 2022 number. Yeah. Okay. So December 6, 2022, I was at 32.5% body fat. And I'm trying to see here. My weight at the time was 136 pounds. Okay. This is clean vegan eating, right? But I gained weight. What was I eating at the time? Hell if I knew. Honestly, I know what I was doing. I was eating too much, okay? By the time you watch this, I would have completed the Beat Stress Eating free training that I had going on for my community. So if you want to get involved with any of the free neuroscience and nutrition training that I offer, make sure you jump on my email list. Check out rawfoodmealplanner.com. I have a healthy digestion recipe book and whatever programs are going on, you'll see on the main page there. But I basically was overeating. I was eating clean things, but they stack up, they add up, and I wasn't moving enough clearly. And so that energy was storing in me as fat. I was at 136 pounds and I have the in-body scan here because at the time I was going to another gym and they had the in-body scan. And so I was at 136 pounds and 32.5% body fat. And now I stand here today, April 2024, 27.4% body fat. And what's my weight? She wrote it down, 124 pounds. And I'm not even really, like, the pounds to me don't mean much. It's the most important thing to me these days is the body fat percentage and my muscle mass. The muscle mass is what I'm trying to keep and gain. I don't have my muscle mass information here on this assessment that she did for me, but basically what I'm looking for is just progression, continuing to engage the muscles so that they don't atrophy. But I'm really happy about where my body fat percentage is because I'm at 27.4% and the goal is to be at 24. So I'm only 3% off. And so between the time of December 6th to literally April 6th, that's so crazy, 16 months, I went from 32.5% body fat to 27.4%. So what's that? 5.1% body fat loss in 16 months. And the time flew by because it wasn't about my weight. It was about my well-being, my mental health, my digestive health, enjoying the outdoors, relaxing my mind and body, giving myself some physical distance from my computer, getting outside, and now with my trainer, I'm socializing. So it's like a win-win-win all around. And so basically, what is the point of me sharing all of this with you? Is that consistency is key and you want to make it fun, okay? There's some pitfalls that I think folks go through on this whole process, like with fad diets and quick fix solutions. Like, I'm not into that. I'm into lifestyle. I have done prolonged fasting, like a 24-hour fast here and there for more like other reasons, not having to do with fat, but just, you know, giving my digestive system and my gut microbiome a reset. I was experiencing some allergy issues the start of the spring season, which is so weird because when I went vegan, like, I stopped having allergies. And then last year I went to Poland, which was not my first time going to Poland. I went during a time I had never been in Poland that time, like that early in the year. It was June. So I had never, last year was the first time I spent the month of June in Poland. And I was experiencing in Warsaw really severe allergies, like how I remembered it in New York before I went vegan, which I thought was weird. But I blamed it on Warsaw. I basically blamed it on them and their trees for too much tree pollen. And I said, okay, you know what? I won't go back to Poland this early in the year. But then this year in Orlando, Florida, I had the same experience and I'm like, wow, this is wild. This is crazy. And it was stopping me from going outside to do my walks for a couple days, which was just unacceptable because I love my walk. It's my time. It's my personal time. When I don't walk, my body doesn't feel good. My mood doesn't feel good. And so I had to do something. So I put a whole like plan in place, which involved a 24-hour water fast. And it's for other reasons, for health reasons. But basically, once you have a focus on your health with clean nutrition, and you just do the basic things necessary to keep your body well on a physical standpoint, so making sure you're moving, it doesn't have to be anything too strenuous, and strength training to engage the muscles, that excess fat doesn't know what to do. It just falls off. Let me tell you, it's been so easy. I don't really have to think about it. And my only expectation with this was to be well. I'm like, it would be nice if my body looked like this, but I was already seeing that with my body. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it goes. Because when we eat about 3 pounds of food a day, and typically it shows in the stomach at the end of the day, but sometimes not, you know, depending on how things are digesting and moving along or whatever. Right, so that's really like up in the air. Sometimes you see the fruits of your labor, sometimes you don't. And then also too, if you're eating foods that are making you retain water, it gets a little bit harder to see. So I wasn't really, you know, even though I was loving the way I have been always, I love the way my body looks, this goal that I've been after is very much internal. And so I wasn't really expecting to come out looking like, I don't even know, a bodybuilder, whatever. I haven't been expecting that. So the only expectation I had was whenever I do these check-ins that my body fat percentage would be dropping down to my goal and my muscles would be getting stronger. You know, when I think about my muscles and I think about my strength, I think about, you know, the people I love and being able to pick them up if they fall. Like literally, like if something happens, my arms and legs can handle the labor needed to be of service to my family and the people that I love. I want to be strong to be of service. You know, this is important to me. And when I get later on in age, I know that all of this work that I'm doing now is going to support me in having independence. Because one, I don't have any kids. Being dependent or having in my head that there'll be people to look after me. I really don't see that being likely. But let's say I stumble upon some people that adopt me in my older age. I still want to have agency and freedom to take care of myself. I think that's most of us feel like this. We like to be in control. That is the human condition, as my mom would say. All of this has an end goal. It has so many benefits. It's really hard not to stay consistent. That's all I have to offer you for today in terms of motivation to keep it going. Embrace the long game in this. Be clear on your why you're doing it and what you're looking to achieve. And don't get so caught up in looking to see quick results right away. As long as the numbers, you're watching the important numbers, right? So it's important to know why you're doing it and how will you measure success. Like I said, for me, I'm not measuring success by how I look because I'm not running around in a bikini. I wouldn't do that anyway, regardless of what my body looks like. I wouldn't be wearing tight clothes. I find them uncomfortable. And a lot of this stuff, the materials is no good that they're making the clothes out of, these synthetic materials. So it's not even my style. I'm looking more for cognitive gains, for physical gain, to have strength in my body, flexibility, to be free of pain. I'm looking for mental health and well-being and a very nice, comfortable digestion. All of these things. But in terms of concrete things, other than feeling good, like what concrete numbers can I use to track? How will I know I have met the goal? I have this goal to get to this percent body fat, which means I have to track it. I have to track the body fat to see if I'm moving in the right direction or not. And I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm moving in the right direction. Slow and steady wins the race. Hey. Anyway, see you next time on the Raw Food Health Empowerment Podcast. And I would love to hear in the comments below, if you're watching this on YouTube, how is your strength training and physical fitness journey going? Okay, I want to encourage you, so let me know, how's that going for you? See you soon.